According to my Spotify Wrapped this year, like many other parents out there, my top played song was the infamous We Don't Talk About Bruno. We apparently listened to that banger 42 times this year. I regret nothing. When my son and I weren't listening to the hot jams, this year did have some big highs and moderate lows. This year, I passed my paralegal exam and became officially licensed months later. I ran for town councilor, and came in last place. I rode a horse and shot a bow and arrow both for the first time in years. My family and I went to Boo at the Zoo, in Winnipeg, one of my favorite childhood events. Served my first year as a director on the Trout Forest Music Festival Board. Took my whole family on a personalized, highlights of Winnipeg, mini vacation in the summer. And of course, started writing this column. 2022 has been a pretty good year. I have worked hard to fill our days with happy memories amidst the regular routines of life. I did also have some pretty hard-hitting lows. Starting the new business without a clue how to run it was definitely my number one stressor. If I'm being totally honest, I started my December in a pretty intense breakdown. I'd had a medical appointment that was a pretty hard hit. I got foisted from a grant program that I had been working on for 6 weeks because I no longer met the requirements. And lastly, I had found myself out of depth with my legal work. So, I was in pretty rough shape the first 2 weeks of this month. The most played song of those days was "Antihero" by Taylor Swift. However, as the last several days rolled around, I found myself starting to roll back out of that depression to enjoy the busy Christmas events of the area with my boy and my boyfriend. We attended both of the community's parades, my son's school concert, church play, and the early Christmas dinner that we held yesterday at my mom's. Our dinner was the perfect family Christmas that we had all been missing. Being busy helped me start to feel better, and baking 7 dozen cookies while helping my mom prep dinner was just what I needed. My sister, as usual, went all out to find everyone the perfect gifts and super decorate. My mom got thoughtful presents from her, and all the clothes I'd stolen from her from me. My son spent the day helping with cookies and begging to open his suspiciously Lego-sounding presents. My son and I will be finishing out the year in the big city with the boyfriend's family. It'll be only our second time on a plane, ever. My new top played song will be "Cuff It" by Beyoncé. I hope each of you has a lovely and relaxing holiday. We've all been needing it.